This is There Goes My Money.
All right, everyone. Welcome to another episode of There Goes My Money, the place where all your money goes. Today we are September 24th. It's a Sunday evening, and this is episode number 30. Today I have with me Chris, a.k.a. XV, Eric Crownover, a.k.a. Aramis Prime.
Eric Crowbar now.
Eric Crowbar.
He said Crownover right, so that's I'm happy.
I was saying it in my head a couple times over just to get it right. And Jason Kirk, our executive producer.
Hello.
Welcome, guys.
Some of us are missing Star Trek Discovery to be here tonight, so be grateful.
That is true.
Some of us aren't disappointed by that fact.
You weren't looking for an excuse to not watch it anyways.
Oh no, I want to see how it goes.
Well, but, the first episode, it's on CBS, so why not, right?
Like literally right now while we're recording.
One of the guys I work with today at Staples was like, he's like, Orville's a great Star Trek.
I've heard other people say kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm almost morbidly curious to check out an episode of the Orville.
That's how I feel about it.
On the other hand, Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, it seems to be a lot of people's the thing keeping them away.
All right. As far as I can tell, it's not Family Guy in space, so that's at least, one point in its favor. So
it absolutely is not. It's got more comedy than Star Trek would, but it's trying to be a sci-fi show before comedy.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's not the impression I got from the stuff I've seen. I've seen very limited things.
That's because Fox is terrible at promoting shows and keeping them on the air. They've been like that for 30 years now.
The third episode was a lot less comedy.
Huh. It looked like it was a total parody to me. That's the impression I got from the stuff I saw.
That's what Fox wants you to tune in to see that, because that's what they think Seth MacFarlane does.
What I've been hearing so far is it's basically Star Trek combined with Galaxy Quest.
A little bit, yeah. That's a good one.
Which doesn't sound like the worst thing, honestly.
No, Galaxy Quest.
But this is our show about toys to pre-order, not Star Trek and, Fox Television.
True. Only there was a Star Trek podcast.
I know, right?
That one episode of the Orville, that's what's going to be next.
It'll happen. There it is.
He's thinking about it.
Gears are turning.
No, I was just trying to think what the acronym would be. It'd be like TOTU, and that just doesn't work.
No, see, I would listen to that because it's very current, and I would like to hear what Star Trek people have to say about that show.
Well, find some Star Trek people who actually want to watch the Orville, and then you can convince them to make a podcast, and then you can listen and see what they have to say about it. Not it.
Damn it. All right, so you ready to...
Oh, no, I think all that should be in the show.
Oh, I'll put it in, yeah.
that'll be the extra at the end of the show.
Oh, there
Cut
you
it
go.
Out, throw it at the end.
Everyone give me an intro quote. Don't give me an intro quote.
XV lives on your pain.
Brian will kill me if it becomes to us.
People will be downloading. They're like, why is There Goes My Money 45 minutes?
Yep.
Was XV hosting this week? Feels like it.
Yep.
Actual show, go!
All right, so first up we have MGTOY's MTRM-10-Galaxy Meteor. The toy that was overpriced, then canceled, then repriced, and initialized? Is that how we say
it? Was rebooted.
Pre-ordered. Re-pre-order.
But some stores never actually took it down for pre-order. I know they just left it up and then lowered the price, so it never actually got canceled with a lot of the retailers.
It sounds like MGTOY was working most of the time in between with the retailers to try to figure out how to make this happen. So I think a lot of them just knew going in, it's too early to cancel this yet. We're still trying to make this product come out.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine. And that's actually a good answer. Like, I'm okay with that, other than conspiracy theories of they did some of this for publicity, which, I could see.
But the new price is just under $100, and I think that's pretty good for this. This is definitely exactly something that's going to be on my radar when I pay down some other stuff and actually have, you know, amounts of money to spend again.
Yeah, I think Same. It's a fair price now.
Yes, my issue with it before, I thought it was a beautiful toy, was the price. I was like, I want it, but I just can't. I can't do that much. $100? I can do that. It's pretty enough.
And I mean, it's the height of an old leader class toy. Like it's about the same height as Cybertron Megatron. So that's not an insubstantial figure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 100 feels about right for a toy of this size and complexity, I think.
And everyone that I know. No, go ahead.
Just going to add, Make Toys says they're still wanting to try to continue with their Galaxy Force inspired line. So there could be more items to follow Galaxy Meteor drawing from that source material, probably starting at lower price points, though.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that they were going to make more. Huh. I didn't know that was the case. I kind of thought this was going to be like a one off.
I mean, I like the philosophy, you know, start doing stuff outside of G1 and, you know, typical masterpiece stuff and combiners. Stop the damn combiners.
Well, but it's got to be priced right.
Yeah. I mean, supposedly this is what we've all been asking for. A lot of people want something different than combiners or Dinobots or G1. And then this came out and then we had the drama. So.
Oh, yeah.
Can we get a third party Armada or Energon Tidal Wave? That I would buy.
I mean, pending, you know, them actually getting it right, yes.
Because I think that would be an awesome updated figure.
It could. I have the feeling that it would end up being like pretty much the equivalent to Carnifex, where it would be huge and really expensive.
Yeah.
But if they did it the right way, it could be worth it.
Yeah.
Sort I mean, like Tidal Wave is already like 30% a decent little playset for minicons. You know, if you could figure out a way to engineer and expand that functionality to, if you get from somebody who does like the little legend size figures and part of it can open up to a little base environment for figures of that scale, that would be a good justification for a higher price point, you know, something like that.
That's a good idea.
But I'm with you, Diecast. I think there is definitely potential in like Unicron Trilogy stuff as third-party fodder, because a lot of that stuff, I mean, I enjoy the way the original toys were designed, but, you know, I can see how somebody, you know, who came into it as a kid enjoyed those toys but wants something a little more collector-oriented now might want something that's more up-to-date with, like, I'll say modern standards. I would love, like, a Voyager-sized second pass at Energon Rodimus, just, you know, for one thing, because that was a great concept for Rodimus Prime.
Yeah,
I'm surprised that Beast Wars isn't the era that third party's going after. I really thought that's where they would be going next.
Well, perfect.
I'm not
effect.
Complaining, but I mean, yes, limited, but.
And then next up on the list, we have the AUX Transformers Project Infobar Optimus Prime. I love that name.
Yeah, that's the name of the model of the phone it's based on.
Oh, okay. And this is a transforming phone that transforms from a phone to Optimus Prime, but it also has Bluetooth functionality, so you can use this as your phone's receiver.
Well, no. Okay, so the Bluetooth functionality is actually very limited in this. It's actually a little bit misrepresented on the page we have linked in the show notes. What it has in it is a little LED light, which is connected to the Bluetooth receiver. So when your phone gets a notification, that will light up to show you there's a notification on your phone, but it does not have any capacity to display what that notification is. And as far as I know, it does not like relay audio or anything back and forth from your phone.
Well, I'm glad you were here this week because I was way excited about this.
Yeah, if it had more complex functionality like is kind of indicated here, the price point would definitely be a lot higher.
Yeah, and the price is only $44.99 at most of your U.S. online retailers. So I'm kind of so disappointed now.
Well, I mean, but what were you going to do if it was in robot mode and your phone went off? Were you going to, like, talk into Optimus Prime's crotch or something? Like,
yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, true.
That would make a great video.
Yeah, can't deny that.
I mean, you could still fake it.
But I think Eric should get this because he picked up the Optimus Prime battery at HasCon. So, you know, that'll probably be able to charge this in some capacity.
Yeah, but I'm disappointed by it too now, so that's definitely not happening.
Here's what I would have liked. I would have liked it if Optimus Prime's eyes lit up when he had a notification. Because then if he's like your desk bot, every once in a while you just see his eyes kind of like blinking at you. That'd be cool. But yeah, just the fact that like there's a little thing on the phone, like, you know, any phone would have, you know, a little notification light. But no, if it was actually, because I mean, hell, I can make it so my lights blink if I get a text message. I don't do that, but I could. So there's people who do weird stuff like that with.
No, I'm just thinking of, like, you know, they made that really cool original series Star Trek communicator that Bluetooth tethers to a phone.
Yep.
And you can actually talk speakerphone over that. Mm-hmm. And that thing costs, I think, around $100 just for that level of functionality.
Yeah.
I mean, the licensing would be part of that cost, too. But for this figure to have even just the audio relay capability, it would have to probably end up being close to $100 itself.
They also have one with one of the chess communicators from TNG and on.
Yeah, but that doesn't work nearly as well from what I've heard.
Nope, and it costs, I think, $300 or $400 because of all the components and the little.
When they did the Power Rangers Legacy communicator, I was thinking that needed the Bluetooth tether thing so that you could, you know, do speakerphone on your wrist and, you know, look like an idiot walking around pretending you're the Power Ranger character.
I do it. Why not?
Yeah, but the description is kind of weird on this because it says, connect to your phone via Bluetooth to grab and display any notifications that you receive.
I mean, okay, so like in one sense, it's correct because it does pick up the notifications from your phone and displays them in a form of an LED light. I would say this is more a case of the copywriter for this specific page misunderstanding the information that was presented, since that information was most likely presented to them in Japanese in the first place.
So you're not going to be able to read a text message off this thing if you get a text message.
No, if I remember the original information about this from, what, last year now?
Yeah.
This project's been going on for a while. If I remember the original information about this, it actually has replaceable inserts for its screen for different kind of displays.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm.
All right. Well, that's something I just crossed off my list.
XP ruins your dreams. Still going for intro quotes here.
I think Eric crossed it off his list too.
I know. I really thought I had like a Bluetooth speaker. I was excited. I'm not excited.
No, go look for that Star Trek communicator because that thing's really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, especially the original series one for sure.
Yeah,
but it doesn't transform.
Well, no, but then it would be more expensive and wouldn't work as well.
This is true.
There you go.
But next up is something pretty cool. It's Takara Movie Anniversary MB-19 Hound. And the interesting thing about this is it has a piece that goes on the back of vehicle mode to square off the vehicle mode and also acts as a riot shield.
We can probably lump in the other movie, the best series stuff here, too, because they don't have like really substantial changes to them. So we've also got MB-18 Warhammer Bumblebee, which is the Wave 3 Deluxe Premier Edition Bumblebee with the hammer he uses in the movie.
It's about then, time.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That and Nemesis Prime is the Voyager Optimus just redecoed to be more accurate to when he's the Nemesis version.
No, it's the leader, isn't it? I'm pretty sure it's the Excalibur leader version.
Oh, okay.
With the removable backpack. I wanted it to be the Voyager.
Yeah, it would be cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want $85 for the leader.
That's in line with Japanese leader pricing though, so
yeah.
It's really darn pretty.
The thing I like about this is the purple highlights, and I kind of wish in the movie that maybe other parts of him other than his eyes would have turned purple too. Mm-hmm. I think it would have made for a more Nemesis Prime in the movie. I think that's one thing the movie really kind of like dropped the ball on. Like, he just His eyes thing just turned purple.
Dropped the ball on.
I don't think the Deco is the thing they dropped the ball on. I think the fact that he was in there for like 2 minutes as Nemesis Prime was the real ball drop there.
Just until Bumblebee said, "Stop, please." Oh, okay.
Stop it.
I haven't heard that voice in ages.
No, but I think you're right, Diecast, considering the movie establishes from like the very first time we ever see a Transformer that they can change their appearance any damn way they want to.
Yep.
Modifying the colors would not be out of the realm of reason here.
I like the war paint that they did on the face. I wish they just would have done it anywhere other than the face, too. Like,
right. Yeah, no, that's a really pretty redeco. The Bumblebee's interesting, too, with the extra accessory. It's probably going to be more worth picking up than just the mainline Takara Tomy movie Bumblebee on this mold, since that's not really getting deco differences either from the Hasbro one. But yeah, Hound's the real star here, because like they include the container back for the Unimog, so the truck's more complete. Now, I think you lose the rear weapon turret in this, but they replace it with Age of Extinction Hound's weapons.
Oh,
oh there you go.
I didn't know that.
So, I mean, this looks better to me in both modes. Not all the weapons work with that mold quite right, because a lot of them have angled grips to work with the Age of Extinction Hound's hands. But at least those like triple barrel rifles, I think, have hinged grips, so you can fake it a little bit better. But the more complete vehicle mode, Riot Shield's kind of cool, too. I mean, it's an obvious way to dispose of that part in robot mode, since it's not engineered to really incorporate, but I'm kind of into it. I'm not going to pre-order it, but I might, if I get a good price on it later, I might pick it up.
I think it's crazy that it's taken this long to get a Bumblebee with a hammer, though, toy-wise. Not because I really want one, but I've talked to so many people who are not huge Transformers fans, but have seen the movie, and all they wanted was a Bumblebee with a hammer. Because they liked that scene. They wanted a Bumblebee with a hammer, because it was, I thought it was a cool scene. Like, I thought it was cool how he used the hammer, too, but no products that, especially from Hasbro, none had a hammer, which I thought was just crazy, because I know a lot of people that don't buy Transformers toys that wanted to buy a Bumblebee with a hammer and basically a barricade, even though
February they can.
Yeah, from Japanese.
Yeah, for like $40.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how many people are going to want to do that.
Well, I mean, people in the U.S., that may be the only way they see this mold.
Sadly, yes.
Hey,
no, but Warhammers are really underappreciated medieval weapons, I gotta say.
They get the job done. Let's put it that way.
There's gotta be something like really just, you know, viscerally satisfying about smashing somebody over the head with a big heavy hammer.
Not that you'd know anything about that.
Well, you know, sometimes you're bored on the weekend and there's just a sledgehammer sitting in the corner, and you know,
that was
cars right there.
That was a perfect chance for no comment.
And then next we have Takara Tomy Legends LG-61. This is the other clone set,
Clone Drone set. It should be Clone Tron. That's the actual name of them from the Headmasters.
And I think these colors are much closer to the Hasbro colors on these guys.
You mean as compared to the Autobot clones from Takara?
Yes, yes, as compared to the Autobot clones, which Takara did pink.
Well, that's also consistent with the cartoon coloring for the characters.
Right.
I honestly like the Hasbro deco for these molds better. They got more white on them. The contrast is a little bit more appealing to me. I'm still going to get these, don't get me wrong, because I actually have the dumb notion to troop build the Decepticon clones because of flashbacks to Energon Terracons. Guess I could just go get some cheap dive bombs and battle ravages, and that'd be easier probably. But no, we'll go with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've already got these on pre-order, so easy sale here.
There you go.
I'm just waiting on Walgreens to get their U.S. Hasbro stock I can get my remaining two clones.
Gonna pick that up too. Well, when did Brainstorm start showing up last year? Like November-ish?
I thought it was October.
Okay, so I mean, we should be right around the corner for that then. It's probably gonna be on the same timetable.
And weren't you actually able to order it? Because I got my friend ordered two online for me and him. I think you're actually able to order that like towards the end of September. Maybe.
I think they were available online fairly early into the distribution cycle. I remember Anthony from TFU ordering a Brainstorm and then a bunch of shampoo to bump it up to the free shipping right. threshold.
Yep, I remember that.
Because, I mean, the shampoo's not going to go to waste.
No, you'll use. Well, hopefully you'll use it. If you stop using shampoo, I mean, I don't know why.
I mean, at the length I try to keep my hair, it would take me a while to get through more than a couple bottles. But
yeah.
Hopefully you live that long, you know?
I mean, it's no, nice guarantees. To dream. We have a very, very positive outlook here on the TF Radio Network.
Yes, we do.
And then next we have Takara Tomy Legends LG63 G2 Megatron.
Oh,
so this may surprise anybody who knows me. I'm not into this.
Surprise.
I thought you were a G2 kid.
Yeah, but this is just not doing it for me.
Shouldn't G2 be green? No.
Well, no, there is purple G2 Megatron.
Yeah.
And that's the one Japan actually had when G2 was a thing. The big green tank didn't get to them until Beast Wars 2nd, where it was Megastorm and had its electronics removed and the battery cover replaced with a thick sticker.
Sad.
This. Okay, so I freaking love the way the especially in tank mode, the purple and everything. It looks fantastic. I'm not paying $55 for the third version of a mold I already have.
I mean, it's a nice mold. I mean,
if it was green, I would have. That was whenever they announced the pre-order, I knew it was unlikely it would be green, and so that's why I told myself I'll get it if it's green because I'll really want it then. But if it's not green, even if it looks good, I'm just not going to.
Yeah.
So I'm saving myself money.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't go with green, because then they could get a dual purpose out of it as also being Megastorm, not just being G2 Megatron. But again, that makes sense from our context, where in our market we had both toys, both colors in the same line. They only had the purple, the smaller hero Megatron in their G2. So if they're appealing to their nostalgia, that's what they'd be familiar with more. But the cool thing is it comes with the little Fangry Titan Master accessory thing, decoded as Savage Noble from Beast Machines.
That is really cool. I do like that.
Yeah, that's just like off the damn wall.
Yep.
It's a great fit on that. It's just like, who would have guessed?
Didn't someone tweet out that they wanted just the Savage Noble and they were going to sell off the Megatron and then... I remember
probably,
that.
I didn't see that myself, but that's probably happened.
No, I thought it was with you I interacted with, but someone was saying, well, I'll give you like $1 for it and or like something ridiculous. And I was like, well, I'll give you $1 for just the head.
Oh, yeah.
See, it was that it happened. There. Yeah.
See, I don't remember what it was. Split up the Titan Master, that's the problem. Like the head, I would want to keep with the Savage Noble.
Well, you could just stick some other head in there.
Yeah.
People do it all the time.
Yeah.
It is true.
This is true. It is kind of the play pattern, right? It's doable.
You can stick your head anywhere.
Has to be the diecast when diecast has to be the host.
Yeah.
I thought you said hang up on people that made head jokes.
That was in that one occasion where I was the host. Now that I'm not the host and I'm just the jerk, then it's
fine. You're not responsible. Yeah, I was gonna
correct.
I didn't listen anyway, so I was too afraid of messing up the video.
You would have followed my instructions if you were not having an XSplit problem.
Exactly. Because I listen. I'm listening. I do what I'm told.
You did the mock time thing, and that was great.
Thank you. It was
fun. Puts the lotion on the skin.
I'm just not into this G2 Megatron enough to buy into that.
Yeah.
Yep. Somebody else had the idea of like do Machine Wars Megatron Megaplex deco on this mold, and I think that would look really good.
Didn't they say to do the little Dino Titan Master as like the partner as a Gigastorm?
That was my idea. So yeah. I was thing, you know, do this in green as Megastorm and then pack it with the Crash Bash Clobber mold in Triptychon colors as Gigastorm. It'd be a perfect double reference.
It would.
I mean, they still could do that in some format since they haven't released this in green yet.
No, they can't. I need to save money.
Too bad. I mean, it's not up to you. The use of your money is not up to you, Eric. Welcome to being an adult.
Yeah, pretty much.
And next up on the list, we have something that you might be able to save a little money on. Takara Tomy Legends LG62 Target Master Windblade.
This ended up being quite a relief to me because I was assuming this was going to come with Fracas for Scourge, which would make sense in Japan because the Fracas mold was with Artfire, I think, originally in their Headmasters line. But no, this seems to come with Pinpointer, we think.
Something like that.
Yeah. I don't think they've officially named the Target Master at this point, or I haven't seen it if they have. So
yeah, I haven't seen it
either. We're kind of guessing based off of the deco it has. But yeah, that's something I don't really need since I don't have a Crosshairs.
I think so.
Yes. I'm pretty sure.
I'm bad at my second stage Autobot Target Master, so you know.
Yeah, it's
they're also unmemorable.
Well, if it wasn't
I just
for...
noticed that from the photo that they're definitely trying to make Windblade look like almost like a bird. Like it has a white beak and eyes in vehicle mode.
Yeah, it's the same colors they have on the previous generation's mold and their use of it.
Mm-hmm. It's very hard to see. It just looks very birdish from the front to me.
Well, once I like the Windblade deco.
I was hoping into how they mapped that jet deco on.
I was hoping it'd come with Fracas so I could get it and then sell Fracas and keep
Windblade.
I would have
given you $5 for it. No, but instead of the two-part sword that the Hasbro Windblade comes with, it's coming with another use of the original generation's mold sword with the sheath.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I thought it was the Robots in Disguise one.
They're virtually identical, but yeah. I think there's like an extra peg on one. Like they're not one to one identical, but they're really basically the exact
close.
Same thing. Yeah. So just, you know, this is a Legends thing. The previous one was a Legends thing. I'm going to assume they're going to use from that mold, not the Adventure one. Not that it would really matter because neither one of them have a good way to attach to the jet mode. You can tag the thing, you can tab it into the hip like on the other toy the same way because the tab and slot size is the same.
Right.
But there's not really anything good to do with it in jet mode.
No.
Yeah, I'm saving money on this.
Same.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not 100% sure I'm ever going to see a Windblade in stores anywhere because that's just the way things are going right now. But
I've seen a couple. I could get you one if you really did need one.
Well, I mean, I don't really need any of these, but I want them.
I mean, if you're going to be sending him an RC anyway.
Well, hopefully Hasbro Toy Shop is sending him one.
Eric's just trying to be lazy is all.
Hopefully. Well, yeah, I put it off. I forgot about it for a while, and I realized, oh, it's going up on Hasbro Toy Shop tomorrow, and that's really close to where he lives. So I could do that, and it'd get there around then, you know? So.
Yeah, so while I'm at work, he orders me an RC.
Yep.
Fantastic.
You two have an interesting dynamic between you.
Yeah, we do. No doubt.
All right. So as we all know, TFCon is coming up this week as of this recording in a couple days. So I just want to talk about real quick. Is there anything that you guys are hoping to see there or hoping to purchase or even Chris, is there anything that you're thinking might be there that's of interest that we should talk about?
I mean, nothing has been announced. The only thing is, like, you know, is somebody going to have a surprise exclusive this year, as has happened before? You know, I'm kind of thinking of it in those terms, but I mean, I don't really have a shopping list since I'm not going.
Yeah.
I was really hoping the BotCon Megatron deco of the, it called? The Double Cross. Yeah, that one. I was really hoping that would be a TFCon exclusive so I could get someone to get that for me because I need it. That's a toy that I have to have, and I hate that I have to have it.
Good luck getting that from Singapore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Shanghai. No, Shanghai.
It's Shanghai, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm screwed because I want it that bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm right. I'll be happy with Feilong itself just because I love the way that looks. And I've that's even one where I was watching a review on it, and my girlfriend walked in the room and said, "Oh, I like that one." I was like, "Oh, really? Wow. You got some money?" So maybe I can get a
deal on that. Sadly, I have a sentimental attachment to BotCon Megatron, so.
Yeah. For me, though, I think, and I've mentioned this before, so no surprises. I will be walking out of there with a Striker Manus. I don't care who I have to beat up for it. I'm getting
a Striker Noir.
Striker Manus. I mean, Noir. if there's no Manuses there, I can get Noir, but.
It has all the weapons. It makes it so much better. So much better.
We'll see. We'll see.
But, telling you.
And I mean, before MP10 was on that list, but I took care of MP10 with at Toys R Us, so that was. So yeah.
With the hammer.
Was nope. Yours in good condition? I've been hearing everyone's is bad.
No QC issues. None.
That's good.
Yep.
I just have my Year of the Horse. Wait, was it horse? Or what year? What?
Yeah.
China? Goat, monkey, turtle, fox, whatever.
I think it was horse.
Goat was Soundwave. So I think, yeah, Prime's horse, I think.
Yeah, I have the Masterpiece Prime. That's the Year of the Horse one. The dark red.
What is the Year of the Rooster?
Oh, you know what? It might have been.
I thought
the gold chrome one.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It has the gold chrome, the dark red.
I think that might be Year of the Rooster.
I feel like you're right.
I'm frequently right, so it's not out of the realm of possibility.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
So yeah.
I think I'm right too.
Yeah, knock on wood.
But nobody's surprised by that.
But yeah, my MP10 seems to be fine. But other than that, there's little things, stuff like that. Like, hey, if anyone has Windblade and I'm already getting a misfire. Who else is it? Windblade and Topspin. Twin Twist.
Yeah, one thing that's definitely worth looking for at TFCon would be some Cogmans.
Hey, if I see a Cogman, I will pick up a Cogman or two.
You'll probably pay dearly for it.
Yeah. Oh, you were wrong. It's Year of the Horse.
Ooh.
Oh, I was right then. So,
what came up for Year of the Rooster? Maybe that was that Supreme Starscream.
Oh, what? No, wasn't that the Optimus Primal or Optimal Optimus?
Yeah, that was Year of the Monkey.
Oh, I guess that would make sense, huh?
Yeah, that's why they use the monkey.
Hold on, give me a sec.
While he's googling,
like
the one thing I also want is Striker Manus if I can find it.
There you go.
I'm definitely with you on that. Something I missed out before. I guess there were other things that I wanted to buy instead, and then I was like, oh man, I should
like Striker
got that.
Noir.
Manus.
I'm telling you, seriously, don't buy another Optimus Prime.
I want another Optimus Prime.
Yeah, buy another Nemesis Prime instead.
It has way more weapons, and therefore it's way cooler.
I'm also hoping they have the Mastermind Creations, the black and purple Rodimus Prime.
Oh, shoot, you're right. Yes, yes. Oh,
wait,
yes.
The Toronto one was the, like, the Lost Light colors, yes. Basically. Yeah. And isn't the one for this TFCon going to be, the Shattered Glass?
Has that been confirmed that that's going to be at TFCon? It's definitely been teased that that is happening, the Shattered Glass version. I don't think they officially said that it's definitely going to be at TFCon. I would not be surprised at all. That might be a surprise.
Yeah, that I would definitely pick up.
I want the Lost Light colors, though.
Yeah, the Lost Light colors are based on the great e-hobby deco on MP9.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything else that I'm looking for. So
congratulations, you've reached that point in collecting where you have everything.
Yeah.
It's all downhill from here.
That's true.
Yeah, I hope I'm not forgetting anything because I'd forgotten about that Rodimus, but yeah, I wouldn't mind picking up a Calidus as well. Well, Diecast, you and I can go Striker Manus hunting on Saturday.
Yes. Yes.
So.
You know, it's a shame Matt already has so many gnaws, or else we could count on him going on a, gnaw quest, cleaning up the dealer room of them, but I don't think he needs that many more.
Also, aren't gnaws down to like $7 on Amazon right now? They're like super cheap.
Probably. I mean, I think it's more for just the behavior than the, you know, the dealing.
That's true.
I'm sure if they are that cheap, Matt will pick up a couple more.
Didn't he? Yeah, he just picked up some. So, I mean, clearly his addiction is still there.
And now he's collecting Borg drones.
Oh. You're the Rooster Optimus Prime is the one that's like smaller than Masterpiece Prime. I forget the mold.
That's what I thought.
It's the hybrid style.
Yeah.
Just a little prick.
What?
We'll explain it to you when you're older.
That was an Austin Powers movie reference. Have you ever seen Austin Powers?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I thought you were... Never mind.
Were there Austin Powers after you were born? Or just before? Oh, God, don't answer that. Do not answer that question.
What year was Austin Powers?
I don't know.
That was late 90s, wasn't it?
Maybe early 2000s, even. I don't know.
I don't know now.
It's really not that important. I was just making the joke.
No, it's important because we found out that the answer may hurt you.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking.
I'm such a bad influence on this child.
Make sure you subscribe.
1997, it is older than me. You're so old.
I need to start bringing liquor for these recordings.
But there is a... make sure to watch or make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, RFC Reviews. There may be a figure that comes to its demise coming up on that channel soon.
Oh my God, that picture you put up, dude. I'm so excited for this.
Yeah. I forgot about that. I was pretty excited once I saw that picture.
I'm even thinking of maybe doing a TFCon preview for that if Kilby's working on some editing for me. So
ooh, nice.
I may want to
bring the projector.
That. Yeah. I'm sure there'll be projectors there. We can just hijack one for a little bit.
That'll go over well.
No, yeah, can we bring his projector? You take it out to the lobby and point it at the wall and, you know.
Yeah. Although I don't know if he liked the idea because he didn't reply to the email yet. But
he probably hated it.
Yeah. So, plus I have... Did I have the RC review up? No, that's new. The Titan Master RC review is also on the YouTube channel. And,
Klaatu.
Chris, why don't you tell us any new reviews you have up?
I don't. But new me show. And Eric have a project on the T-Formers YouTube channel right now. Eric, why don't you talk about that a little bit?
It's called YTF, right?
Yes. Very good.
We explain... Well, the first episode is already up, and that's where we talk about why we only got two Titans Return box sets, like what happened to the third and fourth that we were supposedly, that we think we should have gotten. But there should be more episodes eventually, too, where we explain other topics as well.
Yeah, great job on that one, too, guys. I enjoyed watching that whole thing.
That's awesome. Thanks.
They're fun to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they are.
And then, Jason, what other projects are you working on?
Well, I have my own, well, I just recently restarted my, me and, my friend, Jeremy, also friend of the show, Jeremy from the Transmissions podcast. We do a, podcast about Voltron Legendary Defender. We currently have our first episode out for season 3. The second episode of season 3 will be out on this Wednesday. So those drop on Wednesdays. Those are audio and video. So you can always go to, Paladins of Voltron on YouTube and check out the videos there as well. And, I'll just plug that because it's good to be back talking about one of the best shows on television. And I don't say that just because it's a legitimately good show that people should be watching and enjoying. So check it out. POVpodcast.com.
I have a podcast plug too.
Do it.
My Go podcast ahead.
Would be Steel City Bots, which I have the second episode up of, and the third one should be up very soon, actually. But the whole point of it is that it's by younger fans. So, it's a show that younger people can say that is specifically made for them from their perspective. So we're interesting.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Since so many of the rest of us are so old.
Yep. Like Jason.
Why am I singled as the old one? Wait, can no one else be?
Because Don's not here.
Someone here can be 36, right? Oh my God, I hate you all. Okay.
33.
I'm just practicing for the Odd Couple show that Dawn and I are going to do, so you're like my test subject.
That will be fantastic.
Jason is Dawn's photo double.
I can't believe Dawn said he was willing.
I've got more hair up here. How's that possible?
Okay, put a baseball cap on him.
Yeah, that would do it.
But that's where our money went this week. Please support the show by using our tfradio.net/Amazon link. There's some Titans Returns figures up. I believe last time I checked, Octone and
Blitzwing.
Blitzwing were up. Thank you. Yep.
$25, so retail price.
Oh, yep. Good. Retail price. And
if you really want a Slug Slinger, you could get one for around there, I think, too, right? Isn't it like 25, 30? I mean, I'm not going to do
like
that.
30 but. Something, yeah.
It'll come down.
I'm to check.
It's worth keeping an eye on, though, because that assortment's not going to be easy to find in stores.
Yep.
It's true. Although, isn't it three per case?
It doesn't matter if the stores don't stock it.
Yep.
That is a very valid point.
Last wave problems.
Yeah. Although, boy, did I see Combaticons for a long time after Combiner Wars ended.
Well, yeah, and after Combiner Wars was basically over, I was seeing the Wheeljack and Friends wave at Toys R Us a lot for $23.
Oh, yeah. Well, that might not be a problem anymore.
Might as well pay scalper prices at that point.
Well, it basically is.
Or just not buy them.
I didn't.
There isn't a wave I haven't bought in a couple years.
I am probably switching. I'm probably going to switch to online buying waves for Power of the Primes because everything that's coming out there I want. So I'm not going to chance it. I'm just going to buy stuff offline.
Oh, now you want everything. I've been that way for years. So welcome to my world.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yes, well, slope. Eric, I've been going back and forth on that problem myself the entire time you've been alive.
Which is still not as long as Jason.
You've been collecting Transformers longer than he has, though.
Yeah.
So I've made more of my life than he has.
Yeah.
Your life is more fulfilled.
Yeah.
Oh, that
are
was,
we trying that was... to make Jason kill himself tonight? That's been there goes your money, or there goes our money, or somebody's
my
money.
Right?
Wait. All our, we just...
We're broke. Bye. Good night.
Yeah. Good night.
We want everything. Except that stupid Optimus Prime phone.
I'm going to go slowly rock myself in a corner and cry. Bye, everyone.
This has been There Goes My Money.